remember about how they attacked you last year, their defense, the scheme that they...
Really not a whole lot different than what we thought. You know, they just, you know, last year they played better than we did. We weren't ready to handle their physicality and their energy. And when you do that, especially there, they're a tough team to play and you don't look good. So we got to have a great week of practice, be prepared and ready to go when we step on the field.
If I remember right, they had a sack like maybe the first play of the game and then their crowd got into it right away. And that.
Yeah, really the, you know, first play of the game last year kind of epitomized, you know, really the offense as a whole last year. So that was last year. This is this year. We're excited to go out there and play.
What do they do against the pass that hasn't ranked as high as they are?
I don't think it's as much, you know, blitz as I remember from the past, but they probably drop eight more than any team that I know, you know, in the league, you know, get eight guys into coverage and, every player on their team is smart. You know, I think that's where, you know, kind of Ray rubs off on all of them. Ray's a very smart player, and their entire defense as a unit is smart. So they route read really well and pass routes off to one another very good, and they're just a good pass defense.
So the issue for you is not so much necessarily the pressure they bring on you as...
Well, they bring some pressure, and they have different ways to get four or five guys rushing the quarterback. So we've got to know who to block and block them when they do it. But, you know, we have our own issues, you know, just attacking their secondary.
Colin, obviously, statistically, you're kind of off the charts this year. But Coach was just talking about how, you know, it's going to catch up to you guys if you cannot get the run game going. Do you kind of agree that, you know, as nice as it has been to throw for 300 yards a game?
I'd like to see how good our offense is if we can be balanced. You know, I think we can do some good things and we've got good players, but certainly this offense is built around being a balanced attack, and we'd love to get to that point.
It's kind of a hard week to get that offensive ground game going again. It is a pretty good defense, front defense.
Well, they're a good defense all around, you know, so you've got to be able to run the ball against good football teams. There's no question about it. The better the football team it is, it'd be nice to, you know, be able to run it, you know.
It's been fashionable in the last few years to say that certain short passes, the bubble screens and the hitches, are basically running plays. You get it out so fast that you don't have to have a running game if you play the short passing game. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, you know, you lose a lot in terms of play action. You lose a lot, you know, just in terms of allowing your offensive line to come off the ball and actually hit them. You know, I think a lot of times you become passive up front and catch a lot of guys, and sometimes those guys like to just line up on the ball, know who they have to double team and try to just push them off and be physical coming at the defensive line. And I think you saw that a little bit last game. You know, we were pass protecting 50 times, and you know, when the defensive line doesn't really have to honor the run, you know, they're in full pass mode, you know, the whole game, and it makes it really tough.
Kyle, did you get any blowback after your comments like from Corey Finnegan or
nasty text? Nope. I you know, I said what I said after the game, and I, you know, stand by it, but, you know, really to me it's over with, and I'm moving on.
Kyle, you mentioned Lewis's smarts, specifically what are some of the other things that just kind of set him apart, make him such a great middle linebacker?
Really everything. I mean, anything that you could want in a middle linebacker, he's got: size, speed, physical, plays with high energy, plays with great smarts, and he's one of the best there ever is, ever was.
Kyle was commenting on how you're able to tune everything out in the pocket even when the rush is coming like it was against Tennessee. How do you do that, and do you notice anything, and how do you keep bouncing back those hits?
Well, just, you know, get up. I play football like everybody else, and, you know, you get hit in football, so it's just part of the game. And I think our offensive line does a great job protecting me. They've, you know, had a rough spell in one game, so I'm not going to sit here and, you know, think like they're coming on every single play. I'm going to trust my line to do their job, which is protect, and, you know, they got to do a little bit better job than they did last week.
I know you talked a lot about your confidence coming in this year and how you were playing, and obviously it's carried over, but was there a period, maybe in the off season, where you were doing film study or something that things started to click, or was it just that you had gone through it last year?
No, I just think the more I'm around these guys and more around my players, you know, I just realize how good they are, and really give me a great chance to be successful as long as I do my job.
Kyle, you guys did throw the ball to the backs last week after the first quarter. Was that strictly an adjustment, or was that something you played?
Just kind of an adjustment. You know, they were open, so I mean, that's really our approach in the pass game, is throw it to who's open, and they were the ones that were open.